Good afternoon, and welcome to Grendene's S.A. conference call to release and analyze the results of the fourth quarter and year 2012. We would like to inform you that the press release of fourth quarter 2012 is available at ri.com.br in Portuguese and in English, and that this conference call is going to be made in Portuguese only with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available on Grendene's website, ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are Grendene's main executive officers that will also be available to answer your questions: Rudimaldo Aronder, Gelson Ruiz Rostirolla, and Francisco Schmitz, officers and top managers of the company. Before going on, we would like to say that any forward-looking statements being made in this conference call about the company's business, financial operating goals, and outlooks are based on the company's management about the future of the company. Forward-looking statements highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, the industry, and international markets. Now, I'm going to turn the call over to Mr. Schmitz, Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Schmitz, you may go on.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us in another conference call to release our earnings in the fourth quarter and year of 2012. Talk also about our current views of the market and the company, as well as our business outlook. As you know, yesterday, we released information regarding this period after market closing. As usual, I'm going then to make a brief comment about the information we released yesterday, and then I'm going to open for Q&A. Before we go into the discussion of company performance, I would like to draw your attention to the payout of dividends. In 2012, Grendene had a record payout of dividends since it went public in 2004. There was an increase in dividend payout of 33.7%, 293 million in 2012 versus 2019.15 million in 2011. After it went public, Grendene already paid out accumulatedly 1.3 billion in dividends, which accounts for 4.14 reais per share. The corporate bylaws establish that the minimum obligatory dividend is calculated based on 25% of net income in the year after constitution of the reserves provided by law, with base in the amount calculated on December 31st, 2012, of 293,500,000-720,000 reais, less the quarterly advances paid in the amount of 188,250,722, the company will pay the dividend balance at referendum of the general shareholders meeting that will approve the accounts of 2012 in the amount of 105,252,000 reais as of April 24th, 2013. Those that will receive the dividends are those that hold ordinary shares of Grendene GRND3, registered with the company in April 11th, 2013, cutoff date. In this fashion, Grendene's shares will be traded ex-dividends as of April 12th, 2013, at BMF Bovespa. Also, I'd like to highlight new investments and the difference in the dividend payout for 2013. As I mentioned before, our dividends policy, published in Material Fact of February 24th, 2011, says that the percentage of dividend payout over the year's net income shall be analyzed annually by the management according to the needs of funds for investments, business opportunities, or to meet other commitments of the company, and can be changed if company management finds it convenient. In 2011 and 2012, we said that the percentage of dividend payout would be approximately 75% of the net income of the year after constitution of legal reserves. Because in 2013 we are going to have additional capex to the usual capex, about 60 million for the building of a new plant and 22 million in the partnership with Phillips Stark, we decided to allocate part of the funds to be generated in 2013 to support these investments. In this manner, in the year of 2013, the percentage over net income of the year after constitution of legal reserves that will be allocated to dividend payouts will be approximately 65%. For the reasons above and the strong demand for our products that continues in the beginning of 2013 and which also led to the approval of new investments as released in our press release for 2012, the dividends regarding the years of the year of 2013 should be above the amount paid out in 2012. The manager of the company will continue to analyze annually the percentage of total dividend payout over the year's net income, depending on the needs for investments, business opportunities, or to really cope with company's commitments. And again, we can change the payout if we find it correctly for the next year. Additionally, we are going to keep our policy of quarterly payouts of dividends. Also, I would like to highlight the leadership of Grendene Exports. For 10 years in a row, Grendene leads the Brazilian shoes exports, reaching 40% of Brazilian exports in the year of 2012, again with major power of competitivity in international markets. As for our performance of 2012, well, we completed 41 years of uninterrupted earnings. We assured profitability over net equity of 23.8%, with robust generation of cash coming from operating activities of 193 million. Net income was above the 400 million for the first time, with a new record for the company, and is basically 1.43 reals per share. Based on this result, the compensation of shareholders in the form of dividends, as I mentioned, added up to 293.5 million. And this amount per share accounted for a dividend yield of 8.4% if we consider the weighted average quote of 2011 and a payout of 71.1%. Since we went public in October 2004, we already paid to our shareholders 1.3 billion in dividends. In the fourth quarter 2012, we continue growing revenues, both in the domestic market and in the external market, confirming the trend observed along the year of 2012. Gross revenue in the domestic market grew by 24.4%, an expressive 57.1% in the external market compared to the fourth Q11. It's true that the comparison base, the fourth quarter 2011, was hurt by the delays of exports to Argentina in 2011, which did not happen in 2012. The growth that we had comprised an increase of 26.7% in the volume of shoes shipped and growth of 3.6% in average prices of the fourth quarter 12 compared to 4Q11. In this quarter, we produced 57.8 million pairs of shoes, using the limit of our production capacity, and delivered 64 million pairs. The most significant is we did all this without losing efficiency. Quite the opposite. We improved our productivity. Proof of this improvement can be seen in the increase of all margins. Gross margin increased by 130 base points, EBIT margin grew by 730 base points, and net margin 150 base points higher in the 4Q12 compared to 4Q11. With growth of 30.1% in net revenues, EBIT grew from 91 million in the 4Q11 to 167.8 million in the 4Q12, with an increase of 82.7%. This performance was attained with a cost per pair that was stable, 5.21 cents of reais per pair, and growth of only 4% in our operating expenses, much lower than the growth of our net income, net revenue. The results of the quarter confirmed the excellent performance that we observed throughout the year of 2012, reflecting good operating execution that the company has been achieving. In the beginning of the year, we were cautious. We expected growth in the external market because we started with a lower base in 2011 after we changed our price policies, and gains in the domestic market, with recovery of consumption in the industry that had decreased strongly in the previous year. Indeed, we grew in the domestic market 32.1 million pairs and 2.8 million pairs in the foreign market. The net income increased by 40.5%, 429 in 2012, against 305 in 2011.
As our intention, we control the growth of the net cash that reached 735.9 million, a drop of 8.6% in relation to the previous year, due to the increase of the payment of dividends of 92 million. Our CapEx was 63.6 million used for the modernization that we made in our plants as part of our effort to increase productivity and improve margins. In the fourth quarter 2012, the exchange rate impacted positively with 25.7 million, and the gross revenue for the period was 27.1% before considering the exchange rate, and 31.2% after considering the exchange rate effect. This combination result in the volume of pairs and 9.5 in the average price was recorded. The dollar variation was 14.4%. Contrary to what we had expected, some preliminary data of market research revealed that the consumption of footwear in Brazil in 2012 dropped from 1 to 2%, and that makes our results even more relevant, with expressive gains of market share in all quarters. We can only have a more precise idea after the figures are released to the market. With a production of 185 million of pairs in 2012, our plants, as I said before, get close to the limit of the installed capacity. After the improvements and the modernizations in our production plants that resulted in significant improvements in the margins and the adjustment of the product portfolio both for the domestic and international market, have ensured solid growth, and we decided to continue with the project of expanding our installed capacity. The competitive gain is accompanied with the gain with market share, and aligned with the consumption in recovery allows us to continue growing. The strong demand for our product, as we saw in 2012, continues in this beginning of 2013, and we have to work at full capacity in the first semester, and all of you know it's not the period with the highest consumption in the year. Therefore, we predict that we need additional capacity to meet the expected demand for the second semester, which is the traditional period with a higher demand for the year. The new plant will be built in the city of Sobral in the state of Ceará and will add an installed capacity of about 40 million pairs a year. We estimated that this investment, including the industrial pavilion, facilities, machinery, and equipment, will be of about 60 million and will be fully operational in the second half of 2013, in conditions to meet the expected demand for the end of the year. And when operating at full capacity, it will generate about 4,500 direct employees. And the opinion of the management, the actions made and the results obtained in 2012 were effective in the control of costs and very correct when we consider the economic scenario for our sales action in the short run. Except for specific corrections, we do not see any need to change our business model. A strategy to convert into reality the mission that directs our organization. Make democratic fashion, responding quickly to the market needs and generating attractive return to the company and its partners. As we've said before, we believe that essential measure is generating value to our shareholders in the long run. This value is a result of our capacity to expand and strengthen our brands and maintain high levels of production because the higher the volumes, the stronger and recognized are our brands, more powerful is our business model. As we see it, strong brands are directly related with higher revenues, more profitability, more product turnovers and asset turnovers, and as a consequence, higher returns on the invested capital. Therefore, we are completely happy with what happened in 2012. We also believe that the construction of a brand, which has a close relationship with the client, is cumulative. And in the past years, from 2008 and 2012, we invested $632 million in publicity and advertisement in order to make able the construction of value so that in the next year we can go for a closer relationship with our clients. We believe that the understanding of the needs of the clients is essential for the success of our business model. This way, in 2012, Grandene created Clube Melissa as informed in material fact of July 16th. With the purpose of developing a franchise network for Melissa brand. The network used to have 42 franchise stores at the beginning, now has 63 stores. This reinforces our confidence in our business model, and this encourages us to make more investments and keep the projections of our goals, long-term growth for the periods of 2008 and 2012. In addition to increasing capacity, we are also going to continue investing in the brand portfolio. Grandene is negotiating a partnership with Philip Starker, a renowned international designer, to develop products and create an international footwear brand. The investments for this initiative are contemplated in the amount that Grandene invests on an yearly basis in publicity and advertisement, which would be something from 8 to 10% of the net income. The purpose is to create an international brand with the potential of annual revenues of $100 million within 4 to 5 years. The differentiator is to align Philip Stark's design with the capacity of Grandin to develop products, plastic products, using an avant-garde design at a very competitive price. And from the negotiations that have been released in Material Facts of February 7th this year, Grandin evaluated and approved the organization of a new company controlled by Grandin and having as partners Philip Stark, Andres Davis, Nizam Guanais, and other sources with a smaller share. Grandin will have the stock control with 42.5% of the total stock and 40.1% of the voting stock. The approved investment is $52 million for the initial activities, out of which $22 million will be for Grandin's share. The purpose is to develop and to sell products with a sophisticated design to the middle class with Philip Stark's expertise and Grandin in the implementation of the production in larger scale. This business segment has the potential, as we see it, to grow nationally and internationally, and according to those preliminary estimates, may reach an annual revenue of 100 million reals within 2 years. The business management will be shared by Grandin and Philip Stark. These were the comments I had to make, and now we can start the Q&A session. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We can start now the Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to withdraw the question from the list, press star 2. Excuse me, I'd like to remind you that if you would like to ask a question, press star 1. Excuse me, our first question is from Mr. Felipe Miranda from Gradius. Good morning. Congratulations on the results. Could you give me a snapshot of the first quarter, how it's going? Thank you. Thank you for the question, Felipe. The first quarter 2013, as we have already mentioned in the press release, has some very positive indications. Those indications made us decide in the investment of the expansion of capacity. So the growth rate that we have seen, the level of demand, better saying, for 2012 is still strong in 2013, and our expectations are very, very positive. Thank you. Excuse me, our next question is from Ms. Marina Braga from Scorpus. There's a brief question in relation to the new plant. Do you see any risk, any delays that may happen that would affect the growth of the revenues for the second half of the year, or are you okay with that? Building a plant in our own premises, on our own land, it has all the infrastructure already installed. All the earth-moving activities have already been done. All the infrastructure activities have already been done, and it's a simple construction, and according to our best estimates, within 6 months, it will be operational. So obviously, risks, accidents can always happen, but we do not expect anything of the sort. It's a plant that has, a similar plant has already been built by us. We have experience in. So I do not believe this is a relevant risk.
Our next question comes from Rafael Costa Maciel from Impacto Investimentos. Hello, Francisco. Hello, everyone. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on your strong results. I have a question. You talked about investment goals to 2015. I would like to know if you could give us some color in your CapEx for 2014. Well, let's separate this part in two, this answer in two parts, sorry. The shoe business per se, which is our most important business, almost 90% of revenues come from that, has low needs of capital, and with this expansion that we are going to do now, we will probably going to be in 2014, 2015, back to our regular CapEx, which is close to annual depreciation, that is 30 million. So 35, 40 million a year, that would be the CapEx that we would need to expand the shoe business. That will depend, of course, on our demand and how fast it grows. As for this new business, this new company that Grendene has just released information about, this company is in the beginning of its operations in the market. It's just starting in the market. So it does not require major investments now, but if the business works out as we do expect, it will need new investments. And this is what we want. With that, we will have the certainty that the business is thriving and we are going to be able to invest in the generation of results for this new business. We don't expect this business to generate significant revenues in 2013 because we are just starting to develop it, getting products and everything. But in the future, this company should contribute to some with some percentage that we still don't know what it is, but it will contribute to some percentage to the whole of the holding. So we are really confident that this is a good business with good potential. We have some estimates of 2 years' time to have a certain market share. And we hope that we are going to achieve those results. But what we can tell you in terms of CapEx that we see for the future is just the traditional CapEx of the company that is necessary to keep its production capacities, that is, to replace depreciation. And this plan of this year that I have just announced. Okay, thank you very much. Excuse me, our next question comes from Catherine Mompiso from Pinebridge.
Hello, thank you very much for the call and congratulations on your results. I have two questions. First, could you comment on the dynamics of your cost structure in 2013 in terms of raw materials and labor costs? Do you anticipate that they will increase at a similar rate as they did in 2012? And my second question is on the average price of your shoes in the internal market and the external market. I'd like to know why the price decreased in the quarter and for the year in the internal market. Thank you.
Well, as for raw materials, we have no news, in fact, in relation to what we have been telling you about our basic raw material, which is the PVC resin. That is, this is a market in which price is established internationally. It is a commodity. The international market has a high supply. So we haven't had in recent years much pressure on the cost of raw materials. So this is our main raw material for our shoes. As for labor, the main driver, so to speak, is the increase of the minimum wage in Brazil. Last year it was 14%, and this year we have numbers released that the minimum wage is going to be increased by 8%, and that, of course, will be reflected on our payroll. But we do not expect any other pressures in terms of costs besides the increase of the minimum wage that has already been defined by the government this year. As for average prices, well, this is something that has more to do with mix than unit price of products. Along the year of 2012, we had an exceptionally weak winter in terms that the temperatures were very high. We had a hot winter, so to speak. And then the mix of products was more directed to summer products, which are cheaper than winter products. Also in the fourth quarter, we had the highlight of our Ipanema line, which are the flip-flops that also have a lower average price in our portfolio. And therefore, this lower average price was also accompanied by a lower cost per pair. So in 2012, we sold more products that are less expensive. That is also more suitable for warmer temperatures. And that's why you see this drop in prices in the domestic market. In the foreign market, it was quite the opposite. We had a very conscious decision to improve our product mix in a way of having more products with value added and get away from commodities. So we had an increasing price in dollars. The dollar fluctuation was positive, and therefore prices were even better in the foreign market.
Great. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Eric Yuki from Set Investments. Hello, good morning. This is Charlie. I have two questions. The first is about the number of stores you intend to open this year and then the ramp-up of this expansion. How long you think that it will take for the new plant to go into full capacity?
In relation to Clube Melissa, Melissa Club, we haven't informed the number of stores which are going to be open. It's a process of the selections of the franchise stores. And we are not in a hurry to do it because we want to have good points at sale and good franchise stores. We would make it a point to choose the best franchise stores and work in along those lines. The material fact, we said that we expect within 3 years, 2 or 3 years, to reach to a number of 200 franchise stores. But we haven't defined, we do not have a target of opening a number of stores for this year. The initial growth was surprising to us because 50% within 6 months is a very good number. But we have to wait and see how this selection of new franchise stores go about so that we can grow with quality and not only in numbers. The new plant, the footwear store, as I said before, it will be operational within 6 months and will be producing at full capacity. We do not expect any problems, and this is our purpose. The last quarter of 2013, when we expect a stronger demand, we are going to have that plant operational to meet in an efficient manner all this stronger demand. Okay, thank you very much. Excuse me? Again, if you want to ask a question, press star 1. Next question is from Ms. Eloisa Gonzalez from Cecilia Associates. Good morning. Congratulations on the great results. I would like to go back a little bit to the new business related to the plant. And if possible, I'd like to know what is the expectation in terms of the growth and net margins of return for this new investment, which would be the target clients, and which would be the other raw material suppliers? Thank you. Let me see if I understood your question. This company with Philip Stark, we are not announcing the opening of a new plant for the time being. We are going to develop products and sell them. The initial production will be outsourced at first until we gain a certain volume so that we can think about the next step. The target public is middle class. What we want is to take quality design, first world quality design, to the middle class. And this is what Grandene has been done very successfully in the footwear segment. So this is the idea of the business. It's too early to talk about results, margins. We are going to test the market. We are going to place the new products in the market. We are not going to release which will be the sales strategy to be adopted. And we intend to develop this within the next few months. The footwear plant is included in the Grandene's business with the margins according to the guidances provided. This plant, I remember in 2010, we announced that we were starting conducting the studies, and we knew that with the growth of demand, we would have to make this new investment. The raw material, which is still something to be considered and developed, considering it is PVC resin, it's a commodity and you can purchase it from anywhere in the world. Grandene buys from Braskem in Brazil because the negotiation was favorable and the price is competitive, but we could purchase from anywhere in the world. The same happens to this business. We could buy resin anywhere in the world. Not sure if I answered your question. Yes, you did. Thank you.
Next question comes from Letícia Casado from Valor Econômico.
Hello, good afternoon. I would like to know a little bit more about the new plant, if you are going to have any change in the countries that you're going to export to, if you're seeking for new markets overseas, if this plant is also going to be directed to that.
Well, Grendene exports to more than 90 countries. So today we are present throughout the world. We want to export products with higher value added. And the plant that we are building in Sobral is going to provide products to both the domestic and external markets. We don't have a specific direction. And to tell you the truth, we have expectation to grow more in the domestic market than in the foreign market, because the domestic markets, we see that there is higher income of the middle class, higher purchasing power. So it is a very heated market, as you could have observed in the results of the company for 2012. And we expected to go on with that. We are not so optimistic in the growth of economy this year. It's going to be better than 2012, I believe, but it's not going to be spectacular growth. But in 2012, we had very good performance. And we believe that the demand in the domestic market is going to continue strong. Exports are recovering. Several countries are leaving the crisis or are in a better situation. So things are better, but the plant is not directly related to exports. At least not for shoes. Now, this new business in furniture, then the objective is, yes, both the domestic and the foreign markets. And then we still are not going to release where we are going to start the marketing of our products. This is still being developed. We are developing the strategy. And when the time comes, we are going to release the information. Okay, thank you very much. Once again, if you have a question, just press star 1. To ask a question, just press star 1. Our next question comes from Guilherme Marcos from CIDIS. Hello, good morning. I would like to know if you could tell us what percentage of revenues comes from your franchise network. If you could say what it was like before the release of your material fact and what it was like in this past quarter. Well, we released in the material fact of June, just to remind you of the original number, that the franchising channel had accounted for 10% of Melissa brand's revenue in the previous year, that is 2011. The Melissa brand in 2011 had marketed 6 million pairs. So this is 1-2% of our total revenue. I don't think that changed substantially with the additional 20 stores. We do expect that these franchises are an instrument of growth for Melissa brand, but the brand accounts for 12, 13, not more than 15% of Grendene's revenue. And we do want to strengthen the brand and possibly increase this percentage. But that's about what it accounts for. Okay, I got it. But can you say that the revenue per new store will be close to what you had in the former stores, or you don't have the number?
Well, we expect them to be closer. You have new stores, of course, that you have a period where you're going to gain your customers and everything, so the whole retail industry releases the concept of same stores. And so a new store, of course, does not sell as much as a store that is a bit more mature. It takes some time. But we believe that they are going to perform quite the same. And how long does maturation take?
Well, it depends on where the store is located. You have shopping malls that are very busy. And therefore, in 6 months, the store is already mature. There are other places that will require more time. But I would say that within a one-year period, they should all be mature.
Okay. And also, I have a question about the average price in the foreign market. So there was a different mix of products that was quite relevant in terms of differences from what you had. But how much do you think this mix is sustainable for 2013? That is, do you believe that the average price in dollars continues to be strong and ascending as it was in the fourth quarter?
Yes, we do, because we are going to be selling the same products with higher value added, and this is the prices that we are going to have. Of course, that we don't know what the exchange rate is going to be like, but the price in dollar of exported products is going to be this or even higher. We still want to have a better mix of products for export. The business of shoe design with Philip Stark is precisely to this end. We want to sell a new brand to be created with the signature of Philip Stark that can be exported. The partnership with Karl Lagerfeld has the same purpose. So when we add fashion and design to our product, we have higher average prices because we sell more sophisticated products. And this has been our strategy. And so we want to continue at this price level in dollars for sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Eloisa Cantasi from Lopes Filho Associados.
Please, I have a question. You mentioned that you intend to reach within 2 years revenues of 100 million. This revenue would be exclusively for Grendene or would be proportional to the share, 40% share of the business. Such revenues would be for the new company. Therefore, Grendene would have the 42% of it, its share in the business. Question is from Mr. Felipe Montagna from Indy Capital. Good morning, Francisco. Good morning, everybody. Francisco, could you give me an update on the situation of the fiscal benefits of the company, the three types of benefits granted? the three types of benefits we have. Pro-op benefit, this is the name. If you look at the explanatory notes, you will see this name in the material. It's an incentive for export. We have another incentive of ICMS tax, whose name is Provin. It's a program to reduce ICMS tax. These are state-level incentives for the state of Ceará. And we have the federal incentive, which is the reduction of the income tax. This export incentive called PROAP, it refers to 10% of the FOB value for exports. The PROVIN, the ICMS tax, is a reduction of 81%, better saying 80% in the amount of ICM, the balance to be paid related to ICM tax. The mechanism is a financing program that you will also be able to see in our balance. These are financing connected to PROAP and PROVIN. It's a five-year financing program where you pay a balance out of the amount due. And the income tax, a reduction of 75% in the income tax. So these are the incentives, fiscal incentives, that we have been granted, and we continue to have them. I'm not sure if I answer your question. My question was more related to the expectations of changes in those incentives in the future. Oh, yes. The Congress is discussing a rate to be established. Going back a little, about the incentives, we have no expectations of any changes. And the Congress, again, is discussing a proposal to establish the interstate ICM tax at a rate of 4%, as what was had already happened for imported products. So this is something that is being discussed from the political viewpoint, and we believe that such measure may be passed this year as a provisional measure. Therefore, all the products exported from Ceará state to other state, exported in a way, they would pay an ICM of 4%, and today the rate is 12%. As we see it, we have already discussed about it, we have already analyzed the situation, and if this happens as it is being proposed, this will be very beneficial to Grain Daily. In a very simple way of thinking, the amount of incentive related to ICM is reduced because it will be on an ICM which is lower. But at the end of the day, what is important is how much tax I will pay, whichever the reason, because that wouldn't be so relevant. The reason wouldn't be so relevant. We have already assessed this, and we came to the conclusion that if the reduction comes this way, it will be very favorable to us. We don't know when the negotiation is going to be completed. And this is a political negotiation involving other national relevant topics, oil royalties, the state debts. the interstate ICM has been given the name of a fiscal war. Not something easy to solve from the political viewpoint, but if those changes come about, these will be very beneficial to us. People mention about an adaptation term with different time frames, meaning that company will have a certain period to get adapted to this new rate. The big losers with those changes would be the states that export, so as to say, because I'm still talking about negotiations within Brazil. This has to be very clear to foreigners listening to our conference call. So those states would be the big losers. So the government is thinking about a compensation fund, and this all are items involved in negotiation. We know that this is something public, and those interested in the topic are monitoring the discussion.
Well, thank you very much. To ask a question, please press star 1. We are now closing the Q&A session. I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Schmidt for his final consideration. Please, Mr. Schmidt. Well, just to close, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much. And I would just like to highlight that these earnings release confirm our expectations and really encourage us to make our business model better and better. We are going to continue to seek gains in productivity and on strengthening our brands, our operating excellence, and narrowing relations with our sales channels and gaining market share. Once again, thank you very much for joining us and your support and trust. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for joining us. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call Brazil.